Showing Up. Written by Honda Girl. Read by KLB. Fandom, Ted Lasso. Nate is just about to walk into the manager's office when a voice stops him. Wait. Nate pauses, one hand on the doorknob. Coach Beard walks up to him, face drawn. He nods toward the window. Coach is inside, talking to Henry. Nate lets go of the handle and peers in through the doorway opening. He sees Ted sitting at his desk, laptop open in front of him, gesturing wildly towards the screen. "But I don't understand," Nate stammers. "I've been in before when he talks to Henry. Just last week I taught the little guy how to cross-stitch." Beard looks over at him in surprise. "You cross-stitch?"
"My mom taught me."
"So did mine." They stare at each other for a moment. In the silence of the locker room, with no one around but the two of them and Ted behind the closed door, Nate starts to feel awkward as Coach Beard stares at him. Despite the fact that Beard has been nothing but kind to him, Nate is still not used to being the center of attention, and it makes him feel very sweaty and uncomfortable. He gestures with his chin towards the office to break the scrutiny. "So?" Beard sighs and leans back against the wall, crossing his legs. "Today is Henry's birthday. It's the first one that Ted hasn't been with him in person to celebrate." "Oh," Nate winces. "Poor Ted."
"Yeah."
Nate leans over to look closer, nose almost touching the glass as he peers in. "He seems okay, though. He's smiling." Beard grunts. "Oh, wait." Nate rests back on his feet, turns toward Coach. "Is this one of those moments when you pretend you are all right even though you feel as if you just swallowed a can of nails and now they're all stuck in your throat, stabbing you with pinpoint precision every time you take a breath?" Beard's eyes widen slightly beneath his hat as he nods. Nate bites his bottom lip, pondering.
"So, what do we do?"
Beard's response is simple. "We stay." He reaches across Nate and opens the door. Nate jumps, surprised to see that Ted's laptop is now closed and his head is bent over his desk. He's running his fingers through his hair, tugging at the ends. "Coach," says Beard as he enters the room. Ted looks up and attempts to give a smile that turns into a grimace partway through. His eyes are red and watery, mustache quivering.
"Coach."
Nate follows behind and shuts the door, taking his usual position against the file cabinet as he stares at Ted. He's never seen him this upset.
"How are you doing?" he eventually asks, cautiously.
Ted gives a wet chuckle and swipes at his eyes.
"Not great, Nate the Great. Not great at all."
Nate's eyes meet Beard's as he nods. Nate nods back, and the two of them sit there, listening to Ted take deep breaths in and out. 1 minute turns into 2, which turns into 5, which turns into 10 minutes. And in the comfortable silence of the office, Nate realizes something very important. Something he hadn't quite realized before. This must be what real friendship looks like. Showing up. The end.